This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the men's NCAA basketball tournament, number 13 Buffalo hammered number 4 Arizona as Wes Clark delivered 25 points and Jeremy Harris added 23 to lead Buffalo's 89-68 rout of the Pac-12 tournament champs at Boise. Rhode Island and Duke were winners in the NCAA Midwest Regionals at Pittsburgh. The number 2 Blue Devils thumped 15th-seeded Iona, 89-67. Kansas and Seton Hall have advanced to the second round of the Midwest Regional in Wichita and will square off on Saturday. Today, the women's NCAA basketball tournament starts. Tomorrow, number 1 UConn will face St. Francis at 11 a.m. Number 11 Buffalo takes on number 6 South Florida at 1:30 p.m. And number 8 Syracuse faces number 9 Oklahoma State at 3:30. The College of the Holy Cross says it will stop using the image of a knight as a logo and mascot, even though trustees last month decided to keep the nickname Crusaders for its athletic teams. The Worcester, Massachusetts Jesuit College's president wrote to students, alumni, and staff Wednesday, "The depiction of a knight with the moniker Crusader is a reminder of the religious wars and violence that marked the Crusades. Holy Cross will use an interlocking HC on a purple shield as its primary logo." New Orleans Saints and Pelicans owner Tom Benson has died at age 90. Benson brought the New Orleans Saints several winning seasons after purchasing the team in 1985, when it appeared the franchise would be sold and perhaps moved out of Louisiana. He bought the Saints for $70 million and saw its value rise by more than $1 billion. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Vikings have finalized a 3-year contract with Kirk Cousins, securing their latest franchise quarterback to try and fetch that elusive first Super Bowl victory. Cousins is reportedly getting an $84 million contract that's fully guaranteed. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.